Don't go anywhere.
I want to look at the spoons.
Oh, yeah, no, check out Dave Spoons.
Yeah, that's my stage name, Dave Spoons.
Oh, shit, I forgot the thing.
Oh, these are nice. Dave, wonderful spoons.
What? They don't call me spoons for nothing.
No, I can see that.
They call you pumps because you sell pumps.
Yeah, you spoons.
Me,
spoons coin.
I'm all about the spoons.
Okay. Everybody make their favorite animal noise.
What?
There we go. Excellent. Let's do this show. 10 seconds of silence, please.
Everybody pray. Bonjour, cocktail fans! Welcome to the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure, the French edition.
Yeah, the French connection.
Yeah, oh, that's even better. Yes, it's all French.
Oh yeah,
all the time on this.
C'est vrai.
Yeah.
C'est vrai.
No, c'est vrai.
Oh, c'est vrai.
C'est vrai.
Je m'appelle Jason.
Oh. Moi aussi.
Raymond?
No.
Oh, this is leading to disaster already.
Oh, yeah, no, we've insulted a whole bunch of people.
Yes. Well, it's, yes, we're doing French cocktails tonight.
Yeah.
French named. Invented in France?
Or do we know?
The second one was invented in France, mm-hmm. but the French 75, I don't know if it was invented in France. Mm. It was from the Savoy cocktail book.
Oh. That's not in France.
That's not in France at all.
No.
Is that in London?
It is.
They're arch enemies.
Yeah, they're practically English. The same thing.
Pretty much. Sure. Oh. In Shakespeare's time, they were talking French all the time. As a matter of fact, part of England was in France at that time.
Exactly. And part of France was in England at another time.
Yeah, no, it's all, they're all mixed up.
Yes.
We're all mixed up. Oh, but.
In this week's episode, we should be coming through in crystal clear audio.
Oh, yeah. We're in HD now.
What?
Yeah, a bit of a.
Oh, I didn't get my makeup.
Oh, not that HD.
What?
No. We won't be able to hear the creases in your face.
Cracking and snapping?
Yes.
No? All right.
No.
And I'm trying a different setting on this particular microphone.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because prior to this, we had it on the one where Dave is in the middle, you're on the right, and I'm on the left.
Right.
But I found another setting that they said was good for podcasts, which was all the way around. So now if somebody ends up behind the microphone...
Oh, yeah. Because I like to move around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to pin me down.
No, yes. The terrible scourge of attention deficit.
Yeah. And that and St. Vitus dance.
Yes. Which... But...
A sequel to St. Elmo's Fire. But I think it costs us our stereo, so we'll see if we like it or not.
What?
I think by putting it into all the way around, we lose the stereo aspect of it. So people will have no idea where any of us are.
No. Well, that's good. Maybe we keep them guessing.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm skeptical.
Anyways, a great improvement over last last episode where we didn't use the Yeti. We thought we were using the Yeti microphone, but instead we were actually recording through my little tiny computer microphone, which sounded crappy.
Oh, we should just redo it.
Well, you know, I was half tempted to, but we got to get it up on Saturday for our trusted listeners.
Yes.
And so I put a disclaimer at the front that I hadn't listened to it, and neither should they.
But
they could try, because Dave came through perfectly clear.
Yeah.
Because he was centered.
Sure.
You and I were a little muffled and cutty-outy. Charlie Brown's teacher.
All right. Well, I apologize because I was really funny last week.
I know it was mostly
mostly for us. Yeah. So which cocktail are we doing first, gents? Which
tour are we doing? We haven't even announced.
No,
we've sort of let it slip that it's French.
We've been skirting around the whole thing.
And I think I said French 75.
You said that one.
Okay.
And the other is...
It's called La Tour.
La Tour.
Which Fred discovered on one of the copious liquor websites that emails him on a...
We're not even scratching the surface. I tell you, there's so many people drinking out there. I had no idea. And as a result, all kinds of websites, and they'll send you emails 2 or 3 times a day. Anyways, liquor.com. Love the name. You should have got that one. But yeah, so they've got a series of cocktails. I think I was going to write it. Sidewalks? I don't know. They're doing them on location, basically, which is kind of neat. So they got YouTube videos of them making the cocktails in front of in the vicinity of the areas that they're named for. So, but I like the idea of this one because I like the French 75. Mm-hmm. And this is a variation on the same.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So to educate people, then we will make a French 75.
Yeah.
And then see how much better it can be.
Mm-hmm.
By adding raspberries and other secret ingredients.
Everything's better with raspberries.
Yes. Makes everybody go silly.
Now, the French 75 is in numerous books.
Right.
We were going to actually do one called the French 125.
Yeah.
But it turned out we didn't have one of the ingredients.
Yes, I packed the wrong bottle in my valise.
And smile. But this works too.
It is. I think it's better.
And since Dave has
my barrel of gin,
this will work out well.
Yeah.
For the French.
Yeah, he's got about a gallon of Tanqueray there.
Yeah.
Which is named after a gun. Is that right?
The French 75. It is.
Yep. 75 millimeter field gun,
mm-hmm.
model of 1897, according to Ted Haig's book here.
Yeah, he's never wrong.
It was the mainstay weapon of World War I.
You betcha.
And its recoil system made for soft, smooth operation.
Oh, yeah. You can't get guns like that anymore.
No. They got a kick to them army mule.
Yeah.
It says it was really the first technical weaponry advance of the 20th century. And its use continued into World War II. So we're really on a...
Yeah. There should be more cocktails named after weapons of mass destruction.
Yes. We're not supporting war. However, it is Remembrance Day coming up on November 11th.
Yeah.
Here, anyway.
Here.
And it's something in the...
Veterans Day? States,
yeah,
perhaps.
So. Yeah.
But the rest of the world has it right. They call it Remembrance Day.
Yeah, because you're supposed to remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is the French 75. Should we mix one up?
Yeah, let's do it. It's a nice simple one too.
Yeah, it's 2 ounces of gin,
mm-hmm.
an ounce of fresh squeezed lemon juice, 2 teaspoons of sugar, or 1 teaspoon of simple syrup. But we're gonna do the sugar, Dave.
Oh
yeah,
sugar, Dave.
And then you top it with something called champagne.
Mm. Really?
Yes. Now, did you get champagne?
Not on this budget. However,
mm-hmm.
I did pick up a bottle of Jackson Triggs, and this is made in the Méthode Classique.
So, really?
Yes. So, all following all the rules.
Keep it in an old shoe.
Yep, keep it in an old shoe. You know, send somebody down twice a week, make sure the mice aren't peeing on the cask. But anyway, so this should be pretty close, and you know... It's nice to use premium ingredients when you can, but sometimes, and especially, I think when it comes to some of the drinks that call for champagne,
mm-hmm.
By the time you mix it with lemon juice and gin, you know, I think a close approximation is really all that's required. Unless you're trying to impress your friends. But this is 13% alcohol by volume, or ABV, as people like to say now.
ABV. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
So this has got 3 classic grape varietals. Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Riesling. Which Riesling isn't very French at all.
No.
That's me.
Sounds more German.
Yeah. It sounds like World War I all over again. But anyway, so this should be good. This should be a good one. And the price point is hard to beat. So I would, because you were looking at, to get into a champagne was going to be about 3 to 4 times the price of this one. So.
Wow.
Oh, that's
unacceptable.
It is. It is. Until we get sponsored by
Jackson Triggs.
Jackson Triggs. Or Piper Heitzik. Mm. Yeah. So what do you got there, J-Boy?
J-Boy?
Uh-oh. J-Man? The J-ster?
I wish I had a bar spoon, too. God, I didn't bring enough of anything. Or a couple
of... I can get you a spoon.
Jay Caroni, sure. The San Francisco please. Treat? What?
They don't seem to be...
Oh no, you have to know the sizes. You can't... It doesn't say what they are.
I'm going to get... That says half.
Oh, well, two of those.
That says one.
That says one?
Yep.
All right. Oh, I guess I should... Do you want me to... Do you want to do this one, or do you want me to open it?
Oh, you can open that. Nice.
All right.
So this has... we're going to do the two teaspoons... of powdered sugar, and we're going to dissolve that in the lemon juice that we've already put into the shaker here, thus creating our own sort of quickie sweet and sour. Isn't that fascinating?
It is fascinating.
Fun to learn with booze.
Dang.
You know, I think a lot more elementary schools should teach kids booze.
Yeah, basic bar skills are really...
It's a good
bar.
Trade. You know, they talk about
getting kids into the trade.
Code, you know, teaching kids code. What about teaching them basic bar skills?
Yes. We'll make a lot more friends. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
It's nice and cold, so we're not getting too much foam, which is nice.
Oh, good. You kept it chilled?
Oh, yeah, I kept it chilled.
It's been in the
coin kitchen.
Oh, I love the coin kitchen.
Yeah. Let me walk this over.
Jason, don't strain your arm with that big, heavy barrel of gin.
Yeah, no, this is the...
I've worked pipes on that guy. He's really... You've been working out.
Well, you know, I've been
lifting gin bottles all day. Now, this is a topper, so we won't be...
Right. That's right. We're not going to shake it up.
Don't shake that up.
I mean, we could.
Not that mistake once. Actually, there's one or two cocktails that ask you to shake up, for some reason, a carbonated beverage.
I think you're right, and I'm always wondering if it's not just a typo.
I'm thinking. More than anything else.
Alrighty.
So what are you going to do now?
I'm going to shake this drink up.
All right.
And then we're going to pour it into a glass.
Oh, that's the best thing to pour it into. If you're going to... And I think this is a good guide for anybody. If you're going to pour your cocktail into something...
Pour it into a glass.
Don't use it... don't use an old tin of beans. You okay there? Are you running out of steam yet?
Not yet.
Oh, you're all fuzzy. Oh, well. God.
Oh. Hey?
That can't be good for you.
Oh, well, we'll see. French 75.
It's good for me, but at the end of it, I get a cocktail.
Let's strain this into a nice glass here.
Yeah, we're using champagne flutes.
We are.
You can use anything. Jam jars.
And it'll be interesting to see, because we can't really top it up, because we're sharing this out sort of a double over three of us. But
we can measure it out. I think, what do they say, 3 or 4 ounces?
I don't think it's... Well, it doesn't say. It just says to top it up. And so I'm imagining that if you were actually in a... bar situation where you actually put this all in one drink. Oh my gosh.
I keep thinking it's almost done, but there's more.
Well, must almost be near the end here now.
Oh, yeah. I'll free pour this. I think we'll figure it out.
Very good. Because we're going to need it for the next one, too.
Yeah, so we will, but... Go.
That looks good.
What about there?
Maybe.
Oh, look, see? And you get a little bit of foam off of that.
Oh, la la. And comme ci, comme ça.
Really?
Fantastic. Well done, Freddy.
All right. Let's give this let's give this game a ride.
Mm. Thank you very much.
So... Mm. Vive la
France! Vive la Révolution!
Mm-hmm. Vive la Québec libre!
Oops.
Thanks, Charles de Gaulle.
Isn't that nice?
Mm. Yes. Yeah. Now, it looks nothing like the picture.
No.
Which looks quite white, but this comes out a little bit yellowy.
Well, that probably has something to do with the wine and the sparkling. Mm. So it might be the sort of straw-colored.
This could be. And it's got enough sweetness in it that it's not sweet. Mm-hmm. But it's not sweet at all. I'm not getting sweet at all. I'm just not getting...
It's not
gin and lemon.
Yeah, it's not sugary sweet.
No.
No. It's
Now you've had this at home, or you've had it in restaurants?
I've had it at home, and I've had it in a restaurant. I had it at Lori's place. Mm.
The sandbar, sand dollar. Sandcastle.
That's why I always let Laura make the reservation. You know the place.
Sansibel Slacks.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. And she listens to this, too, so, no, you know, we're just... but, yeah, so... But I've made it...
Sand Pebbles.
No.
Is sand in the name?
Nope.
The shore.
Yeah, maybe, but no.
The sea. The sea view.
Seashore. The sea... The sea view, that's the submarine from from Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
The sea sand.
No.
Seasons.
Seasons. that's in Queen Elizabeth Park, I think.
The sandpiper.
No, that's a pub.
The sandwich.
That's a sandwich, actually.
I don't know.
I
give up.
I've had
the seahorse. The Seahorse Grill.
Seahorse Grill.
There we go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Process of
opening. By the time we got to the... They closed. By the time we figured out what it was called.
I know. They got out of business.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Pelagos is shutting down. A Greek joint down there in Crescent Beach?
Kidding.
Yeah.
I was just there a year ago.
Yeah, I was just there 8 years ago.
And it was great. But anyway...
They're not suffering.
No?
It's just hard to get millennials to do... the work they're supposed to do.
That's no good reason to close. That's the worst reason to close.
Well, I guess when you have to do it all, you get a little tired, too.
Oh, yeah. No, that's it. There's 65-year-old people, you know, now having to work 18-hour days. But anyway, we digress. this is... I like it. I like it because it's not too sweet. It's like it is sweet, but it's not really.
Mm-hmm.
Dave's not happy.
Well, it's okay. It's... Very dry,
mm-hmm.
I find. Wine-like in a kind of taste.
It is.
Which I'm not crazy about wine anyways, but...
maybe Fred was a little heavy on his free pour.
Oh, yeah, might have been. Yeah.
Son of a bitch. I'm going to kill him.
Give me my French 75mm gun.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. Right. It says here that the parallels between the field gun and the sparkling cocktail named for it should be obvious. Smooth? Yet packs a wallop.
Mmm. Oh, yeah.
Still, the drink itself is rather counterintuitive. Who would imagine combining gin and champagne?
Me?
I don't know. Doesn't that seem like, like a pretty good idea to me?
Yeah.
Yet, with the addition of a bit of sugar and a soupçon of fresh lemon juice, it is a refreshing choice in your arsenal. Which sounds like a dirty word.
But it's not. It's all tied into your arsenal.
Yes.
Hmm. Well.
And there's even more notes on it. Look at this. One barman in 1947, it says, called it a Tom Collins with champagne instead of club soda.
Mm-hmm. It's sparkly Tom Collins.
Yeah.
Maybe. A little bit. There's a lot of drinks like Tom Collins, though, aren't there?
And there isn't and we did a variation on the Negroni.
We did.
The mistaken Negroni. The that had... champagne instead of gin.
Right. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't remember now.
Yeah, it's because you drink so much.
It was the alternate, or has it been a mistake or something?
Yeah.
It says here in this book. Now, this book is very old now.
Is it?
Oh, it's like 7 years old.
It might even be older than that.
It's been revised, though.
It has been revised.
This is the old version, right?
This is the 2009 version of it.
Oh, that's...
What are we doing using that?
Ancient.
That old tome.
Yeah. I don't know. But the reason I say that it's old is it says, to be candid, this is a forgotten cocktail everywhere except New York City. Yeah. And I don't know if that would still apply anymore.
No, it would not.
You might be able to go to an Applebee's.
You could go to Applebee's, as we often
do. Does Applebee's have a bar?
Yeah. I believe they do.
They do have a bar. Yeah. Okay, it's like Applebee's with a bar.
It's a soul-crushing place. No happiness escapes. It's like if Applebee's had a bar. No, Applebee's has a bar. It's like Applebee's. Mm-hmm. If this drink has any problem, Dave Coyne...
It mentions Dave.
It's my fault?
It is the misapprehension that it correctly contains brandy instead of gin. This has nothing to do with you. I don't know why I dragged you on this.
Because you know I like gin?
No, maybe. We all love gin.
Oh, okay. Well, but I especially love gin.
Although apparently, this is a funny thing too, in that other wonderful book I'm reading called Proper Drink, part of the craft cocktail movement that had a big oomph, but also what was a scary element, was getting people to drink gin again. And because I was a martini guy from the early 90s on, I had no problem with gin.
I did, because all I drank was vodka martinis.
And so was it really hard for you to get back into gin?
You know, I'll drink just about anything.
Well, now.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, I mean, I used to make, as you know, we did a version of my punch here. Mm-hmm. And at one time, I did make it 1 year with gin. Because normally I alternate between rum and vodka. But I did it 1 year with gin. I was the only one that liked it. Wow. So I didn't go do that again.
And then Dave, back in his glory drinking days of the 90s, was Mr. Gin and Tonic. Mr. G&T.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I remember
in
that.
In fact, they called him Jave Toyne.
Yeah.
Or Gave. Maybe it was Gave Toyne. Anyway, but I saw in Dale DeGroff's book that they did use brandy for this one. But everybody else is saying it is an error that has been frequently repeated in various bar guides over time.
Including Wondrich.
Yes. No, Dale DeGroff.
No, but...
Wondrich has
Wondrich
one too.
As well, I think.
I don't have his book here to consult, but...
I think I came across that. Well, that was that other recipe that you mentioned. You mentioned you found it, but it was made with brandy.
Yeah. Where did I see that?
And I think you mentioned Wondrich.
Yeah.
So we'll set the two of them at each other.
Yes. Find it out.
Settle this in court.
Yeah.
Now, this is interesting, too. Further along here, where it goes into a whole bunch of detail of people saying that perhaps the cognac was better used in it because cognac is French.
Yeah.
And it's the French 75, whereas gin is not traditionally French at all.
So the gin and champagne are fighting each other.
It's the name. Right. It doesn't mean that that's how you have to make it.
Yes, exactly. But I'm just saying that there's a New Orleans connection here and blah, 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 blah. But it says eventually someone, maybe Trader Vic Bergeron.
Oh.
That's French, isn't it?
It is. Bergeron is French.
Yeah. Exactly. He designated the cognac version the French 125, which is what we were going to do had we had the cognac.
That's right. Mm. Is he related to Tom Bergeron? I hope so.
Oh, that's funny.
I like them both.
Yeah.
For different reasons.
Tom Bergeron, if he's listening.
Yeah.
How you doing, Tom?
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
Keep up the good work.
And tell us your history.
Yeah. We'll find out if you're really French.
But he never mentions tiki drinks.
No, but, you know, maybe it's not the right venue for that.
Do you guys watch Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, religiously.
No.
That is, every Sunday morning.
Instead of 100 Huntley Street.
That's right. Yep, I'm tuned in, dialed in.
Really?
Yep.
Because Dave does not watch it, and I do not watch it.
It's, well, because they actually do dance.
Yes, but see, Dave and I hold to the old belief that dancing's for pussies and stupid people.
Yikes. Everybody's,
don't drag me into this.
Well, why don't you watch it?
I just doesn't interest me. Right. I don't like reality TV.
But do you like dancing?
No.
No, because it's for pussies and stupid people.
Well, I never thought of it that way.
It's an athletic event. And there's I don't like it when they let people vote. But, you know, it's interesting to see people learn a skill. It's like the great British...
Sorry, go on.
Full Dead. The great British baking show where they get 10 people who can sort of bake. And they get them to bake ever more difficult things. Mm. Yeah, so it becomes less about the actual thing that they're doing and the journey, because they're actually having to learn.
Right.
It's not like a Survivor where you just go boop da da do. I like you. I don't like you. But it's like there's an element of learning involved. You do learn to I mean, they do. They get more fit, and they do get to learn. They get better at dancing. So the ones who get better. But to be honest,
did you pick up Dave's side?
No.
Is Frankie Muniz still on there?
Oh yeah, no. I'm voting for him all the time.
He doesn't remember anything.
He's cute as a bug. He won't remember that I voted for him.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Well, baking, I think, is a good skill.
Yeah.
But dancing is stupid and for
pussies. Well, I think you're in the right venue. But yeah, I can't dance. I'd like to dance. I have danced.
Have you danced professionally?
Well, define professional. Paid? No. No. We did musicals.
Semi-professional, even paid with liquor.
Yeah.
So he would maybe qualify.
No, we did some musicals with some rudimentary dancing in them in the early days.
Jazz Cross?
Jazz Cross, yeah. Right. The famous Jazz Cross.
Stupid pussy.
We'll need another knife.
Yep.
Oh. I'm going to end Fred's life. But the Tom Bergeron, he hosts that show, does he not?
He sure does.
But he doesn't do America's Funniest Home Videos anymore.
Well, because that's demeaning.
Or what's his name's on there? Carlton from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air hosts that. Yeah,
who was also on Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
And that's how he got that job.
Really?
Yep.
ABC owns the whole Magellan.
Well, they own everything, because they're owned by Disney, and Disney owns even more.
That's right.
But we love Disney just the same, much like we love Amazon and Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a Starbucks question for you, Dave.
All right. That's me. I'm connected. I have a red phone on my desk. It connects immediately, directly to Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks. So if I can't answer it, I will call Howard.
Fantastic. And this might be a good question for people at home that are concerned about this.
Leave
well.
A comment.
Sure.
What's the question?
Unless you're listening and it's 2025.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people will collect what they call stars from the Starbucks Corporation.
Yes, the frequent buyer points.
Yes.
And I got an email a couple of months ago, last month, saying, hey, your stars are going to expire in November.
Mm-hmm.
You better use them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And
you didn't.
Well, I didn't. No, of course I didn't. But I did a little survey that got me 10 bonus stars.
Nice.
Which should get me something.
Mm-hmm.
How do you find out how many stars you have?
Well, you log into your account.
Okay, so I've logged into my account.
Yeah.
Nowhere in there does it say how many stars you have.
You probably don't have any stars. Well, check your app.
I don't have it as an app. I've only got it as a login on the computer. It tells me my card balance.
Yeah.
It says that I'm gold status.
Okay. Mm.
Nowhere does it say how many stars I have.
I don't think you know what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. You could download the app, but of course you haven't updated your iPhone since
42.
I've got the
since the pre-war iPhone.
Yep.
I don't want it to stop working.
No, of course not. Everybody else's is actually working.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it won't work anymore.
No?
No. Something will go dreadfully wrong.
Well, probably.
Mm. You know it. Don't pretend.
I do pretend. What are you doing?
I'm shaking out the previous drink that we had a little bit of bonus bit left over.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Because now we're going to do the Latour. And I watched the video today because we have to know how to make this thing.
Yeah, isn't that cool? It's a nice video.
It is a nice video. We should incorporate video into our stuff.
Yeah. Oh, like on Instagram or something.
Yeah. But,
no, I don't think. But Shopify.
But
yeah.
But more than Instagram. Like
more.
We should do a teaser video on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
What do you mean, oh, God?
That sounds like work.
Well, otherwise, this is our last episode.
Yeah, are you doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Latour. Named after La Tour d'Eiffel. A lot of people call it the Eiffel Tower, which is incorrect.
Right. That's
what the English call it.
Oh.
It's actually called La Tour d'Eiffel.
All right. Well,
named after Monsieur Eiffel. I don't know. Who was the neighbor on I Love Lucy. Fred and Eiffel.
Fred and Eiffel, of course.
La Tour, which says it's a modified French 75. This was created by 2016's USBG Diageo? How do you say that? Is it Diego?
Diego.
The big company? The big liquor company?
I think it's, yeah.
It's got an E in it that would make you think it was like Diageo.
Really?
World-class global winner. Her name is Jennifer Linnecht. Jennifer Linnecht.
Linnecht. Okay.
Of Paris.
Is she really?
Oui.
Awesome.
She works at Elle Travaille à O, maybe O. O?
O?
Café Moderne. in Paris. Yeah. Or Paris. That's my big beef, right? Remember my big Nice rant? You say to somebody, hey, I went to Nice, France. They say, oh, I believe it's pronounced Nice. But they still continue to call Paris Paris. Oh, it's not called Paris. It's called Paris.
Right.
Gay Paris.
Well,
I've been drinking all afternoon. This has an ounce of gin, half an ounce of lemon juice, similar to the French 75. Mm-hmm. However, it takes an abrupt turn here with a quarter ounce of raspberry syrup, three fresh raspberries, which Fred has hatched himself.
Yes. Yeah.
A little bit of spray of absinthe, which we're going to use to coat the inside of these glasses.
That'll be cool.
Which we probably should have pre-chilled. Sorry, Jennifer, but we didn't do that. And then we're going to drink it.
Oh, good.
So you can see that it's French 75 inspired, but it has an absinthe, which makes your heart grow fonder, and raspberries.
No. Yes. No, not like a raspberry. I like raspberries so much, it's unnatural.
they're an acidic berry, though. It's probably... That probably influences your sense of humor.
I think it does.
Because it makes it quite more...
They're also a Hasidic berry, so they're okay for Passover.
Okay, good. Hey, now you're taking them away.
Sorry.
It's all set up here, and I thought you were going to spray it with absinthe.
No, we do it just before we go in.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I mean, I could make them over there. Why don't I make them over there? We set up the microphone for... Yeah,
I'll scooch a little closer.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
I can see there's some benefits to this going to mono.
Yeah, sure.
So everybody prefers the Beatles albums in mono. So why would they not prefer us in mono?
Mm-hmm. Or with mono.
Yeah. Yeah, if we come down with some infectious disease, that's always a good thing.
That's not to say that you folks at home with mono listening in are
to be offended.
No.
I'm not going to put that in yet.
No?
No.
Do you need to rinse that out?
No.
Because it's the same ingredients?
It's got the same ingredients. And so, I'm what you call in the business, laissez-faire.
Where do the berries go? Do they get muddled in the glass?
They don't get muddled. They just get the hell beaten out of them by the ice cubes.
Oh, because they go in the thingy.
Yeah.
Shaker?
Sure, it's a shaker. Did you get yourself a Boston shaker yet?
No, I was afraid of you just berating me for getting...
I wouldn't berate it, because I have one.
What? When you told me not to get one, you didn't say, oh, but I have one.
He just wants to.
You want to be the only guy with a Boston shaker.
The only guy who's got a Boston shaker.
You bastard. Ooh, you don't have a Boston shaker. You're not really a cocktail guy.
Stop making me laugh.
You're horrible.
Sure, I'm horrible. When did you meet me?
That's true. 91.
91.
Actually, 90.
Actually, 89.
Oh, that's true. So I barely knew you enough in 90.
Mm-hmm.
But by 91, we were on board.
Exactly. Fast friends.
I wouldn't say that.
Couple of inseparable...
Not really.
Doohickeys.
Rubes.
Yeah, okay. Then I'm in. So there's the raspberry syrup. It doesn't look like enough. But then we got raspberries.
And we got raspberries.
Oh, yeah. Look at those raspberries.
That's our good friends at Summerland Berry.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Summerland Sweets boys.
Mm-hmm.
Or girls.
Mm. There you go.
It's organic.
Now let's take these. Look at this. Fresh raspberries.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Organic raspberries in November in Canada.
A lot of people have never even seen a raspberry.
Fred had to take out a second mortgage to pay for the raspberries.
Yeah, no, it was bit of an ordeal.
That's right. Where are they actually from?
Summerland.
San Diego, California.
Oh, there you go.
All right, so let's see how this works here. Now I'm going to put in the biggest cubes I can because this is going to basically smash these berries. And Jennifer, in her little video that she made, holy cow, she had the ice piled right up to the top. But we don't have enough ice to pile it up to the top. Plus, I think it would get in the way of the shaking, so we're not doing it that way.
I'm coming over to get some peanuts. You know, a palate cleanser.
Mm. Well, that's a good idea.
That's a good name for a drink. The palate cleanser.
That's Jason.
Something's flying out of the shaker.
Wow.
Monkeys.
Nice. It's the drink itself. It tastes delicious, but it's...
Getting rid of a fine mist. It's like viewing Niagara Falls from from a boat.
Yes. But that should have done it. Look how red and wonderful this turned out.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
It looks like jam.
Picture there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so let's... Then we get the absinthe spray.
Mm, right.
And we're going to spray it into the glass. That. Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm. Look at us. Spray. Look at us, Jennifer.
Spraying absinthe your drink. All over the place.
And then we're going to fine strain it because we've got those smashed up berries in
there. Oh, right.
So I'm going
to... So I've got to... So the absinthe, I think that's a local absinthe. I was going to buy a second bottle down at BevMo in L.A.
Yeah.
And the guy said, can I help you at all? I said, yeah, I'm looking for a second bottle of absinthe. He said, why? If you're using that much absinthe, you need a second bottle? I said, well... So I did.
There's not a lot where I come from, said Fred.
Yeah, so this is from Okanagan Spirits. We used a Taboo before.
Yeah, and I think they're the go-to people for it because there's that Czechoslovakian company that makes an absinthe.
Yeah.
That everybody says is awful.
Oh. I think that's the one I was looking at in L.A.
Hill? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Hills.
Because I've heard they say, well, I can't remember if it's the... Yeah, the one you're talking about is said, well, that's not real absinthe. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I have two bottles of Hills at home.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that the second bottle, because they changed the label since I got it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
not good?
No, it wasn't good. I tasted it just to see if it was any good, and yeah. It was not. And I went, oh my God, I see now that you are
well,
exactly
maybe we
right.
Maybe should...
People.
Have you tried this stuff?
Just to spray it in my mouth.
Oh, that's right. You did try it. Dave hasn't had this stuff. Do you want a little shot of it just to
sure.
A little taste?
Yeah, a little shot.
Sure.
Yeah. I did, because actually I made, I had some people come by the place.
Oh, yeah.
The house, as I call it. And I made the Corpse Reviver, which is my favorite go-to for people.
Yeah. Well, it's Halloween, too.
And it's Halloween.
Yeah.
They're out to see Woman in Black. And so I made a couple cocktails for some friends of Laura's. And they'd never had absinthe, so I gave them all little shots of pure absinthe, just so they'd have something to compare.
Mm-hmm.
And they found it fascinating.
Really?
She doesn't put very much champagne in hers when she's making it, so I'm just going to put a little bit in here just to give it a little fizz.
Well, there's not a lot of room either, which is good. I mean, I think cocktails, to me, a true cocktail isn't a lot of volume.
Right.
You know, it's all punch. It's all not a punch.
Yeah.
Have you got a photo of these lovely drinks, Dave?
I do.
Have this a
enough photos and.
But just so you can get a taste for what's in there, have a little shot of absinthe there. It is 60% alcohol.
Yeah, it tastes like it. Yeah.
But
what
do you think?
It's not bad. It does have a little acidic. And Fred just dropped his camera.
Well, that can't be good.
No. Into his drink.
Yeah.
I guess I better drink it first.
Now, that would have been a great picture. Of yeah, the camera in the
underwater.
If it actually had gone off. Well, the flash isn't working now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Well, that's our...
That's
if anybody's listening in and we're looking for sponsorship, we need a Canon camera.
It's very raspberry.
Cheers, boys.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's good. That is good. It's very raspberry.
It is.
It has raspberry in it.
It's super summery. In fact, we've done it at a completely wrong time of year.
Mm.
But yeah, the raspberries really come through.
Mm.
And I kept a little bit of the previous one just to compare it to.
Yeah, that's going to go back.
But yes, it's much less winey than what the French 75 would be.
Yeah, you don't want the winey. You don't want winey French in your cocktail.
Mm. Wow. Good spotting on the Latour. And way to go, Jennifer Lenecht at the Café Moderne. Mm. Everybody should try this drink. This is a fantastic drink.
Mm.
How's your camera, Fred?
I don't know. The flash is still... it's working again.
Hooray!
Hey! My wife will be so happy. I already lost the camera case in the last 2 weeks. So.
Really? And another drink?
It might have been. It was at Benihana down in Santa Monica.
You left it behind at the Benihana?
I think so.
Did you call the Benihana?
Well, by the time I realized it, we were on our way to the airport, and it's not really worth the price of freight.
Wow, so the Benihana...
There, I had one camera case.
But you were there, like, on the Sunday, and you didn't fly out till the Thursday.
I was sort of carrying it a la carte in my hat, in my pocket.
But in the meantime, you should have known it was gone.
I should have. No, no, there's... It's all me. There's no way I... Yeah. I'm to blame for the whole thing, yeah. But yeah, this is it. It seems like it's sort of related to the other one, but
it's
it has a
it's more cocktail like in terms of taste than the first one.
And other than having to spend $40 on fresh raspberries, it's not a big stretch.
It's not a big stretch. No, to taste them back to back, you can certainly taste the roots. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like if it was a Halloween drink, this is a French 75 with a crazy wig on it. But yeah. It's still very much a French 75.
Mm-hmm. I think the fact that you can sort of taste that it's a fresh raspberry.
Yeah. And I was amazed when I strained it how many seeds come out of the raspberry. Holy cow, it was a pulpy mess.
Oh, it's so horrible.
Make sure that when you do this, get yourself a fine strainer, because otherwise you're going to be picking it out of your teeth.
No, a fine strainer, it doesn't pop up. People don't mention it that often. You get the cocktail kit. They don't include a fine strainer, but you really got to have one. And it's not a big expense.
Exactly.
It's like $4.
And it sounds fancier than it is. It's not a fine... It's a strainer.
It's a strainer.
It says fine. This one actually belonged to my mother. I remember it when I was a child, so it was probably a 50-year-old
I remember when you were plastic. A child.
Yeah, you're that man?
Oops.
But yeah, no, I... yeah.
But it really helps you when you're making some of these drinks, because you don't want a lot of sludge or seeds in some of these things. You want to get something that's a little clear. Mm-hmm. And a fine strainer, it's so simple.
Because we use fresh squeezed lemon juice, which had seeds in it. Mm-hmm. There's seeds in that shaker, but they're not in our drink.
Yeah. You know, the more I have the Latour, the more I like it.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you didn't like it from the beginning?
No, I liked it. And, but
is that because it tasted like a camera?
I did. It tasted slightly camera-like.
Yeah. But now, metallic.
Yeah. But no, it's just, I don't know, it's grown on me. It's
evolving.
It's evolving.
It's sentient. Yes,
it might be soon. You get more of the flavors, the more you go into it. At first, it's just that big slap of strawberry. And then as you have a few more...
Raspberry. Yeah.
And another thing.
Right.
Foster Brooks.
Yep.
Joins us.
And do you get a little bit of the absinthe?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
I do, because I just had a shot of absinthe before I had the cocktail. Yeah.
I mean, there must be some there. And you know what I didn't do? And again, I'm sorry, Jennifer. I forgot to rub a little bit of, you know, there's like an orange or a lemon twist on this drink.
Right.
But I was so eager to drink it and...
I have to say, there's a little absinthe on the nose, but that's about it.
Mm. Well, maybe that's all you need, though, right?
Yeah. Well, sometimes that is all you need.
I'm amazed at how many cocktails there are that have you put a drink into it, a liquid, a flavor, a substance, a liqueur, and then you dump it out. It's only there to coat the glass.
Well, that I can see. It's the ones where they say 3 drops of Pernod. Or it's like... Or you know, a quarter teaspoon of Pernod or something like that. And it's like I don't think I'm getting that quarter teaspoon.
I think that would be about what we sprayed out with our 3 sprays.
Yeah, but if it's on coated on the glass, you sort of then you get it's on top and you sort of get the nose. You know, you get it on the. Although, yeah, that's the thing. I think if you'd sprayed it on top after you'd made the drink, I think that would have been.
It makes it interesting. I just did it just to see what would happen.
Yep.
But I like the idea of spraying it there. Now, what we used is a glasses cleaner bottle.
Yeah.
Which I cleaned furiously and then put a little bit of this wonderful Taboo absinthe in it. And I don't know if you have many calls for that, although I think sometimes people will spray stuff onto their salads. Have you seen that, Dave, where they'll spray, like, dressing on? Mm. A mist of, like, lemon juice or something.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe I'll edit this out.
Oh, I don't think so.
Maybe there won't be enough use for a spray bottle full of booze.
Well, I think you drink what's left, mm-hmm. you clean it, and then you wait for the next time you got to spray stuff in it.
But I think a neat idea would be to fill that with like a whiskey and just carry it with you all the time.
Oh, yeah. You can just
people think you're just freshening your breath. Yeah. You're actually getting drunk.
Yeah, slowly getting drunk. Yeah. Slowly drinking, what is this? 30 milliliters of booze as you freshen your breath.
30 milliliters. That's an ounce, isn't it?
It probably is. We have so many vessels here for to use to the measuring of the thing and the pulling of the back. 30 is about an ounce. Yeah.
We are not trained professionals, in case you're wondering.
I...
Are? A trained professional?
No. Nothing.
No. Nothing?
It was half a good story?
No. I do have my serving at right certificate.
I had a serving at right certificate.
Yeah, you still do.
Oh.
If you had it once, you still have it.
We could open our own place.
Yeah. Mm. They will expire in 2 years. They decided to put the fact that you have one and didn't know is why they decided to put an expiry date on it. Right, not that you didn't know, but you didn't remember when or...
If, do you get a card or anything?
You get one you can print up yourself. You have to log in and...
Now I don't remember.
If you had it, you're registered. They just kept... Everybody was on the list. So they know. Well, then... but anyway. So I can be a bartender. Except for the ability to do all the things a bartender does, you know.
Well, I've been watching them.
Yeah?
It's mostly just shaking stuff with ice.
Oh. Yeah. But you see the thing where they take it and they dump it backwards, so they hold the jigger in their hand and then they go...
Yes, Jennifer in her video did it backwards like that. Yeah, they had sort of that hourglass shaped jigger, and they do it like that, and then they kind of do the backhanded thing.
Because we're doing multiple drinks at a time, so we can't use a regular jigger. We could.
Yeah, no, we go for the more traditional
measuring cup.
Yeah, counterclockwise.
Oh yeah, there's that too.
Turn of the as opposed to the clockwise.
Depends on which side you're looking at.
I'm looking at a clock.
Oh wow, then that makes perfect sense. So there you go. So, if we're going to vote, what do you think? It's
going for number two. Going for Latour.
Yeah. Dave enjoys Latour.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do like. I like the Latour. It's not going to stop me making the French 75, though.
Sure it is.
No, it won't. Can't make me.
No. Au revoir, French 75. Fred Partridge is hooked on Latour.
If I'm out of raspberries, I got to make the French 75.
You got a whole box of raspberries.
Yeah, but they're only good for another 45 minutes. Yeah. They'll be moldy before I get home.
No, I'll put them in the freezer for a half hour. No.
Yeah, seal them in an ice cube.
Yes, exactly.
Each. Mm. Yeah, I like the Latour because it is raspberry flavored. Mm-hmm. I like the French 75 because it is not.
Mm. There you go.
I can tell that they're related. I like them almost both equally, because I think there's a bit more lemon juice in the... in fact, I know there is, because I made it. There's more lemon juice in the French 75 than there is in this one here. The raspberry makes up some of that tartness. Mm-hmm. But to go back and forth between the two of them, they're really very similar. I think what Dave said about it being maybe a little bit more winey, mm-hmm. and again, that could have been the pour of the champagne. Yeah.
Could be.
That's Fred's fault.
It's Fred's fault.
Oh, yeah. It's been a disaster the whole day.
All days.
Yep.
Power outages, dropping his camera in the drink.
Gosh, is it still working? Let me look here. Mm. Yeah, still turns on, so I guess that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you're fine.
Yeah.
And you had a new one coming to you soon anyway, didn't you?
This isn't the new one.
Oh, how new?
It's about a year.
Already expired.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to trying the 125 at some point. And seeing what else we can pit it against.
Yes. Well, you know what we could do is we could do the 125. No, we can't. Forget what I said.
All right. No, we can do the 125.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say we do the 125. Mm-hmm. And...
You want a drum roll?
No, that's right. I shouldn't have eaten those peanuts.
You're allergic?
You should have my heavy fan. The French 75 that Dale DeGroff came up with.
Oh.
But I believe his French 75 is just the cognac version, which it, I think is all the 125
it,
is.
It is, so yeah.
It would actually be the same drink, just a different name.
That would be interesting. See if the name changes it, yeah. How it tastes.
Yeah, do you enjoy it more with this name or with this name? Who knows? Maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, so we'll file away the 125 for another day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting. To see how to, I mean, we, in some respects, it would be interesting to see how it compares to the 125. Mm-hmm. To see, you know, swapping out cognac, gin for cognac.
Or do we just continue to swap out things or add things and we come up with a French 362?
Oh, sure. We put in gooseberries and pineapple juice.
Right. Mm-hmm. Rinse it with absinthe, then rinse it with Midori. Then wash those glasses, bring it back in, Grand Marnier.
Throw that out and just pour yourself a bourbon. Yeah. What do you think?
The best part about these drinks are these peanuts.
Yeah. Yeah, no, though.
And it makes great radio.
Yeah.
Which I insist on calling a podcast. Yeah.
Three guys eating peanuts and having a, talking about booze. Perfect.
We have to change the name of the podcast.
Yeah.
To the Legume Hour.
Yeah. But yeah, I think we've got some thoughts for next week or next episode.
And now,
what episode was this, by the way?
37.
37. A French 37.
Write that down. Which is almost half a 75.
Exactly. And
no, exactly, it would be 37.5.
Well, wait a minute. And it will be.
Good point.
And now, did any of us shave today?
I did.
I did.
Oh, you did? You already got a mustache growing.
That's right. Neither of you look like you shaved.
I got to get a new razor. It's pretty old.
And so now we don't shave.
No, yeah, that's not true.
And we're doing the Movember, the Gentleman of Elegant Leisure.
I don't think so.
No.
To raise money.
No. We'll just take the donation.
How does that raise money?
We're going to post pictures of ourselves growing our funny mustaches for the month.
We're not going to grow a funny mustache.
Yes.
But you will.
No, we all have to do it.
I don't think so.
Why?
No. I don't like mustaches.
It's only for a month.
And I can't really grow one.
You're just looking for a reason not to shave.
Yeah.
No, you still have to shave everything else, but you just let the mustache grow.
Everything else?
And it's a symbol, and it shows to everybody.
Yeah.
So we will all do this.
No.
I like the way you think. You got spunk.
But why would we not do it?
Because we look stupid.
Yeah, but we're not alone. There's going to be a bunch of other guys around the globe.
Not enough.
So when one of us dies from prostate cancer, which will be sooner than you know.
Oh, yeah.
I said we'd make the donation.
No, I'm giving them the money.
Yeah, but you're not going to make the donation that would be made by posting our crazy pictures on Instagram as we grow wonderful mustaches.
I think so.
Instagram blows.
So, will pinky swear now, no more shaving for the month of November. Is this happening?
No.
Doesn't sound like it.
You don't even do anything that would require you not having a mustache.
I think the important thing is that you do it.
I'm not going to do it on my own. I've done it on my own before.
Yeah.
And I raised money for prostate cancer research.
Good. We'll give you money.
We'll publicize you.
It's not the gentleman.
You're the poster boy.
All you have to do is not shave.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to get in trouble?
No.
Well, what's the problem?
I don't do it.
But if you could just go to the full mustache, in a couple of hours.
You can go to the full mustache, but it takes 2 weeks for the full mustache.
No.
All right, let the record state, Fred Partridge and Dave Coyne are pro-prostate cancer. And I tried my best.
I've been trying to keep that under wraps, but you know, it's good that it comes out now.
So every time a family member of yours dies from prostate cancer, you know whose fault it is? Dave Coyne and Fred Partridge. Because they couldn't be bothered to look sort of foolish for a month.
No. I look foolish the rest of the year.
Exactly!
You got a lot of chutzpah.
I don't have any chutzpah. I'm chutzpah-less.
Then you got a lot of gall.
Oh, I got gall. Hence the French 75.
Charles de Gaulle right here.
Well, God bless your little heart for at least trying.
I tried, because it's so easy to do.
Yeah.
And as I say, you've probably both had mustaches before. I know. In fact, I know Dave has had a mustache before.
I've never had a mustache.
But this is your time to have a mustache.
I don't think this is the time to have a mustache.
It's the perfect time to have a mustache.
2024. That's the month.
Write it down on your calendar.
You'll see people on the news with the crazy mustache.
Cool.
And then you get rid of it. You don't have to keep it. It's not like getting a fucking puppy and you have to keep it for 15 years. It's a mustache.
A puppy, you say?
Okay. I'm going to grow a mustache if you two get puppies. How does that sound?
I may have a puppy. Yeah. No, but thanks anyway. But we'll support you, and we'll publicize you to the ends of the earth.
Mm-hmm. It's all or nothing.
Oh, well, maybe next year.
Dave was so upset by this that he's eaten almost all the peanuts.
I know.
Did you hear him, people at home? He ate like 100 of them.
But to be fair, they're only like half peanuts.
That's true. But please listen for the whole 5 minutes of that, because it's nothing but Dave chewing because he doesn't want to grow a mustache.
I would, but I couldn't reach it from over here.
There you go. So prostate cancer, yep. Epidemic, Dave Coyne,
yep.
Fred Partridge.
Yep.
Sign off, boys.
Sorry, people. My bad.
But we will tip big.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
Is that how it ends now?
It might be.
Yeah, what have we done in the last 2 weeks? Anything? Nothing? I hear there's some Pappy Van Winkle coming. I was going to ask.
There is some Pappy Van Winkle coming.
I'd like to know where that is. You know, are you familiar with Pappy Van
Winkle? I am. I've tried to find it for Jason.
He did.
But they were all sold out.
It's unobtainium.
You have to do it by lottery, I think.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll be on the hunt. Maybe we'll have Pappy Van Winkle for the next one. I doubt it.
We might.
Even if we could find it, we couldn't afford it.
If we could find it, you can't drink it unless you have a mustache.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So you could try.
Okay. But it ain't happening.
You could hope.
I could.
Mm-hmm.
I do hope. All right.
Sign it off.
All right. So, I'm trying to think if I've been anywhere. I don't know if I've been anywhere since the last... Have we gone out? I guess I did... I had a Negroni somewhere. Where did I have a Negroni? It was pretty good.
The Browns? Mustache Cafe?
Browns Mustache Cafe. Could have been.
Could have been.
Yeah.
But at least you're supporting them.
Yeah. No, I did have a Negroni, and, you know, not to belabor a point, but one thing I did do is tip big.
Yay!
That's because,
and we got brandy if we need it.
Oh yeah, no, we need brandy just for rinse my palate.
All right, everybody, make their favorite animal noise.
What?
Everybody, make their favorite animal noise. There we go, Freddy.
No, you next.
Excellent.
All right.
Now, I must admit, the crow is not my favorite.
No?
But I figured I had to bump it up.
Yeah, no. Rita wasn't prepared for that.
All right. Let's do this show. 10 seconds of silence, please.
Everybody pray.